Blog Talk Radio.
I've got to go back live. No. Call in.
Call in.
On your phone. Okay. Are we live? We are live.
Yes.
You took my son away from me. You know how hard it was for me to get him to stay in school and graduate. You know how many black men graduate? Not many. Because you bring them down to this type of level where they feel like they don't got nothing to live for anyway.
Mike Clown, but right now, this one's for Mike Brown, so pipe down. We gotta stop all this rioting in the streets. We ain't doing nothing but proving we animal to police. Another child dies, another mother cries. Another neighborhood left with a whole bunch of wives. Why the neighbors suing wild, why they had to shoot them? But I don't think that the answer is everybody loot. But fuck that cop, he deserves state term. They let Zimmerman off, this cop ain't learned from Trayvon. I'm just sitting here dropping a little tear of knowledge. Cause Mike Brown ain't even get to see a day of college. He would've started sooner as an empty seat in class. All because of these demons hiding behind a badge. So fuck that badge, fuck your protection. And fuck that law, carry a weapon. But some of these stores y'all looting is black owned. I know it's for a cause, but some of them still got families at home. It's not a black or white thing, it's about abusing the law. I can't imagine Dorian's face when he saw Mike fall. My tears wet in the page while I'm writing this. I know y'all so in tune, if you're not, why you fighting it? Just let go, just let your heart beat and never lose control. But God rest his soul, cause I am Mike Brown. I am Mike Brown. He represented for we from a similar town. On a similar street, we got someone to believe. Why I know I ain't gonna end up under a similar sheet. I am Mike Brown, cause I'm marching with my homie. I'm just walking my block, man, everybody know me. Cause I am Mike Brown. I am Mike Brown, homie, I am Mike Brown.
And once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the earth and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn and he fired several more shots.
I'm calling in, but nobody's picking up. Take some time, right? Oh, she told me to call in right now. I'm calling through the phone. Yeah. I'm just waiting.
Show. I'm Gwen Berry, your host, along with Jeff Jodell and Wayne Johnson. We have a guest with us today, Gabriel. From
Hello.
Hello, Gabriel.
Hello there.
Thanks for calling in. Sorry about the Skype upset, but it's happening with BTR lately. I don't know if you guys, if any of you have heard that song. It came out on Friday. And
no, I've not heard it. This is the first time.
Yeah, me too.
It was published on SoundCloud. It's by the rapper, just a minute, and I'll tell you. The rapper Gage.
Uh-huh.
And that was Mike Brown's mother, that voice, speaking.
Yeah, I did hear her on the news.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yes.
I mean,
you know, if somebody were to put the names of every single, innocent or not, every single victim of police brutality and unfathomable shooting that has occurred just within the past couple of years or so, that tapestry would, I'm sure, it would dwarf the huge square in Washington, D.C., with just the names of the innocent victims and the people that have needlessly died because the police overreacted. The police have become so paramilitary and so militaristic, and they shoot first and they ask questions later. They presume guilt before innocence with their guns, and it's just unbelievable. And, you know, Oso could tell us millions of stories, I'm sure, about horrible things that have happened out in his neck of the woods and all over the whole country, really.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's the whole point. What we fail to perceive is the police force, as we know today, they are trained to repress the population.
Right.
When
the real
bad guys, they run the whole show, so they would never get caught. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what happens in my country. In Brazil,
mm-hmm.
we have a police that kills more than 2,000 people every year, and I'm talking just about São Paulo State.
Wow.
The number is so big that scares. They say, like, okay, we have the war in Gaza, 65 people die every day. Well, in Brazil, you're not at war, and we die 165 by homicide.
Hmm.
So it's like
what
it's
part of Brazil
number.
Are you in now? Because I spent some time when I was in the Navy and along the coastline there.
Oh, I'm from Brazil. Originally, I'm from Brazil, but I'm calling in from New York. I'm living in New York for the past 1 year and a half, but I lived in Rio for 10 years.
Yeah, I was in Rio.
So you're in exile right now, I take it.
Well, it's in
kind
a sort of. I'm studying filmmaking, so, you know,
okay.
I'm trying to learn the craft to maybe go back there and do some awesome documentaries about this.
Mm-hmm.
In Brazil, we suffer a very tragic thing, and tell everybody, there's a great movie on Netflix. It's called Elite Squad. And
mm-hmm.
in this movie, they tell the story about this colonel from the special operations of the military police. And there's a very... The film shows all about the corruption between the government and the police. And one thing
mm-hmm.
that nobody knows about my country is Carnival is the
mm-hmm.
biggest... money laundry operation of the whole world, because the history of samba and all the samba schools, every favela has a samba school, every region, and every favela is run by a drug dealer. And then you think, well, so where did the money come from to get the money to make all the parades? So that's very simple. The money comes from the drugs. So, and then they make the carnival, so the government comes behind it. And so they turn all that illegal money into legal money, and they sell that to tourists.
Isn't
and
that something?
That's it.
Thank you for telling us that. I was completely unaware of that.
Well, I was going to say, Jack, and allow me to kind of relay this story. I was down there in Brazil in like 1975, 76.
Uh-huh.
And basically because... You know, being strongly Catholic, they didn't allow abortions, so henceforth, basically what you had was a lot of street kids, like Oliver Twist, where they kind of formed their own families and stuff. You know, they did what they had to do to try to get by, to keep from starving to death, pickpocketing, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And one morning, they had a little shanty town outside of Rio, and the police one morning orchestrated a raid and basically exterminated that whole little makeshift town yeah. like exterminating rats.
Every now and then we hear those horror stories that do manage to seep out, and it's a real shame that it's happening. And just in the face of the recent world soccer tournaments and all that stuff, good God, you know, when's this stuff going to end?
Well, the dead thing is just a tip of the iceberg. Like, World
right.
Cup was just one of the other infamous scam that our Brazilian government does.
Mm-hmm.
We are surrounded by corrupt people in Brazil. All the government, from the lowest rate to the highest guy, it's all corrupt. It's all scheme.
Mm.
They like, for example, one deputy, he can have more than 350 secretaries that they earn, they take out from the public safe in Brazil, millions and millions of dollars, and they hire their own family. And the boyfriend of her daughter, of his daughter, is all like family business. It's so
Brazilian
scary.
Mafia.
Exactly.
Yeah,
to
boy.
Make an idea, six months ago, a chopper from a senator in Brazil was caught with 500 tons of 99% pure cocaine.
Wow.
You know who got arrested? Nobody, not even the pilot, because the pilot said he didn't know what was in the chopper. And then
uh-huh.
he was released. So, I mean, who are you going to cry to? You're going to Brazil. Like, if you got in problem with the law, there's nobody to go for it.
There is
and
no
the law.
Well,
no, there is law for the poor people.
Yeah,
a lot
right,
of
exactly.
Yeah, the rules apply to whom they choose is the way I always worded that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we have a police, the special operations of Brazil, especially in Rio, the boat. That police is like the Nazi SS. They dress in black, and their symbol is a skull with a knife with two guns crossed behind it. And every time those guys are called, people die in bunch. They go
yeah.
up a favela, and they bring back a truck full of bodies. And in
good
Rio,
God.
it's so usual that it becomes routine to have a police whose symbol is death.
And most of this is hidden from the actual, prosperous parts of the city, right? It's this is going on in the background against the wealth of the city. Is that correct?
Yeah, of course. It's like the Rio that we know, that the tourist knows,
right.
represents less than 5% of the Rio extension.
Right.
The Rio is a huge
the
city
shanty
favela.
Towns. Yes.
It's like millions and millions of people that live with families of 10 people, and then they earn less than $500 a month.
Yeah, desperate poverty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like insane.
And like I said, I mean, I can vouch for what he's saying. I myself have seen it firsthand.
Yeah. Well, it's good for the people to hear this because it's hidden on the major media in this country. You never hear about it here.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Brazil and the United States, they have a very intense relationship. Last year, Brazil tourists spent in the United States $8 billion. So,
mm-hmm.
of course, Brazil government wants to bring American tourists there, too. So, of course,
right.
none of the
yeah,
violent news is going to come out.
Exactly, yeah. It always comes down to money, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, that's the whole problem. And money, actually, if you think about it, it's a very smart invention. The problem is the savage. When you got the savage profit, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's wrong. It just have to be shared more equally. You know, this problem
exactly.
is coming out even in the United States. You see those fast foods manifest now. They're just getting pissed off because it's just ridiculous how a manager can earn 50 times more than somebody who's making all the work.
Exactly.
Well, exactly. And, you know, we in this country, and it's been a trend in the last 30 years, that it's now gotten to the point where only 1% owns 95% of the wealth in this country.
It's
when
terrible.
You have that much inequity, then that's when you really get abuses. This
right.
is what I saw firsthand and what I learned when I was a young man in South America.
Right. And it's come up here now because you look at Citizens United. It's made it possible for the wealthy to buy, to create their own laws for their own benefit and to buy off huge amounts of the Congress and exert their influence for their own benefit at the expense of everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Go, Gwen, go.
No, go ahead, Gabriel.
No, I was about to say, what becomes clear that everybody's problems is the same. It doesn't matter if it's Brazil, if it's the United States, if it's any other country. The problem is the power in the hands of a few people. That's the
whole
problem.
Concentrated capital.
Well stated, Gabriel. Very well stated.
Concentrated capital is a bad thing.
Yeah. Well,
it becomes an oligarchy.
This paramilitary police department, I mean, you can't go through social networking with, it's even on Tumblr, with Twitter or Facebook without seeing two videos. I get at least two or three a day, different videos of cops taking advantage of, you know, people in the, you know, either they're zapping them or they're beating them or
shooting them.
Shooting them, yeah. Those are the hard ones to find, but
right, yeah.
There are a lot. Go ahead.
Well, Greg. I'll be happy if you could send me any link or anywhere that I can share this with you, because on my Facebook I have friends in Brazil. They all posted. I have tons of video of Brazil police. I'm telling you, literally assaulting somebody, and I'm not saying about, hey, show me your documents, something is wrong. I'm talking about pointing a gun to your head, and it's like, lay on the ground, what you have. And they take out your shoes, take out everything. You say, oh, why are you taking out your shoes for? You're looking for drugs. No, they're stealing your shoes. They're taking your shoes away.
Yeah.
Because they like your shoes, and that's it. There's no explanation.
Out and out robbery.
Exactly. In Brazil, I heard this from a judge. He told me, like, look, police doesn't walk in my home. I can allow criminals to come in here, but police, no. Because they are the biggest criminal organization in Brazil. They are it's all a scam. Because, you know, the drugs, you know, the pacification that they sell on TV, that's all a bunch of bullshit. Pardon my language, but it's really it is.
Mm-hmm.
You go now in Rio, you go in the Lapa, there's a very famous neighborhood there. It's like a bourgeois, and you go at night, there's all the bars and music. And there's people selling cocaine everywhere. And you see the cops right there, overwatching everything, and say, well, you're not going to bust it. No, they're paid to don't bust you, because the drug dealers pay these guys a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. Yeah. How you solve the situation? It's very simple. You just make it legal, and then there's no smuggler anymore.
Right, exactly.
It's just like prohibition in this country.
Right.
The cops, Al Capone had the cops on the police force. When they were selling drinks and alcohol, the cops looked the other way, but if somebody else did it, they were busted.
Right, exactly.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I want to know what the bad behavior standard is. These cracker cops, like the one in the chief of police of Ferguson, who gets he outright abused and then went against the Department of Justice's mandate that they not release a video that may or may not be of the kid on Friday night, and that's what caused all the uproar. They don't know if that video was Mike Brown. But the cop released it, and all hell broke loose. I think that the biggest shame of Ferguson is that there were no community leaders standing in front of the community to say, listen, you can't, you know, we have to stay together, we have to stand in solidarity, and we have to do it peacefully, you know?
Well, look at the police chief. Reportedly has a swastika in his front window, not a swastika, I'm sorry, a Confederate flag in his front window, and he has his own agenda. He sets the tone of the town, and he basically runs that city.
Yeah, you could tell he's a cracker.
Big time.
As I had stated before, right before we went on the air, is this is nothing more than what I remember seeing in my early teens of in the 60s, of the racial turmoil of, you know, the freedom bus rides and going down to Mobile, Alabama, and Montgomery and all that. It's history repeating itself.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to learn. It looks like now as a nation we have to relearn this lesson all over again with
yeah,
the same sacrifices.
Yeah, it's a shame because we thought we were past that, but we've never really gotten past it, have we?
Yeah, no, we're going back to the good old days, just the way the conservatives like it.
It's not just black. It's any people of color.
Any people, yeah, exactly.
Look what's going on. Orders with those children. Those children shouldn't be being held at all.
Yeah, right.
There's no reason for it. There really is no reason for it.
We look at Ferguson because all of a sudden it was a flashpoint. But, you know, the reality of it is there are little Fergusons occurring every day all across this country.
Absolutely.
All the time. And it's a real shame.
Well stated, Jack.
And we like
to think
that we're past all that. But we're not. We're in the middle of it all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, everything, I think the roots, I mean, I'm not saying that it must be the biggest cause, but we have a very bad root that's called the private property. There's a problem over there because if you look back to history, think about it. All right, let's look to the United States. So the English got here, and then there was a beautiful revolution, get the English out of here, and then suddenly you guys spread to the West. And then the problem with the government machine is that they have the power to say, this paper worth more than a million lives. And they sign it, go to the Congress, and what is written in that piece of paper decides the lives of bazillion people. And it's just
right.
wrong. It's just
exactly.
wrong. It's
well,
like,
at the root of it all is the capitalist system. This is terrible.
No, I would not go so far because we can be victims of all. So you're saying you're communist. No, it's not about that. I think capitalism is great because we need it. We need it to evolve in history. Capitalism promoted the biggest evolution in the history of mankind. But right now, it got to chill out. It's got to be
on a more equal basis.
Exactly.
And again, like I said, the trend of the last 30 years is a trend of inequality.
Exactly.
The trickle-down theory since Reagan, and it's a failed experiment that has destroyed the middle class in this country.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing I noted when I was in South America was there was those who have and those who have not. There really wasn't a middle class. Henceforth, the abuses took place.
Right.
Well, wow, you, sir, saw South America very clearly because that's exactly what it is.
Thank you for the compliment, Gabriel.
And you know something else, Gabriel? It's not just been Brazil. It's been pervasive all throughout Latin and South America. I mean,
exactly.
One thing. And in reaction to that, you've had the Venezuela pop up, and you've had Bolivia pop up, and they've said, hey, enough of this stuff. We're tired of this. We're going to do something more for the people. And little by little, there have been little rebellions that have occurred, and usually the CIA in this country has been quite successful in overturning those governments and destroying them and reinstalling right-wing dictatorships. And so far, they've been failing for the most part.
Pinochet was a perfect example of that. I was going to say, Jack.
Yeah, Pinochet, yeah.
Pinochet
in Chile.
Basically installed by the CIA here. And I would throw Chile cost the American taxpayers, and they went to Congress and testified on how cost-effective they were, like for a couple $100,000, they overthrew the democratically communist elected government in Chile, who nationalized the copper mines and the Iquique area and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, we just couldn't have that. So Pinochet went in there, and I saw, again, the first abuses firsthand of the population.
Sure, another military junta that went bad and went strictly for the wealthy and went against the people, and people started disappearing and being killed, and it's ridiculous, and it keeps happening over and over and over again.
The Pinochet government was an experiment in Milton Friedman's basic
bad man
economics, and his capitalism is the kind of capitalism that is being employed against the majority of people who use capitalism right now. It's
right.
It's failed. Capitalism has failed.
Exactly.
It really has. And colonization goes on no matter what, over and over again. We really do have to get rid of borders. We do have to get rid of nationalities. I mean,
exactly.
We're the human race. We're not Brazilians. We're not Americans. We're not this and that. We're human beings, and we need to start acting
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. From the planet Earth. Exactly. We're
yes.
all Syracians. Doesn't
yep.
matter which flag are you under to, because all those guys who made the flags, they are the ones making all the trouble.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Good way to put it, Gabriel.
But
okay,
thank you. It's so easy to sell loyalty under fear, and that's
nationalism. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what Nazi Germany started out as.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas,
exactly.
You know, our problem is all of those people over there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a superior knowledge, and we're a superior race and stuff, and we need to take over and run this thing. That's basically the same stuff they're spewing to us right now.
It goes on and on and on, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's annoying, man. It's time to end. And for real, like, I really wish that they fought for the good, but they only fought for the interests of, you know, the minority of the United States. Because you guys have so much resource and the
right.
so cunning in the warfare. If this thing was applied to really operate to kill the evil behind the operations, that would be so good. For
example, yes.
If you send a bunch of Navy SEALs to my Congress and wipe it out, there's a guy in my Congress, in the Congress of Brazil, that he's there for 60 years, and he owns half of Northeast Brazil. He owns everything. There's whole city that the street names is for their daughter, for his father, and
uh-huh.
the bus station is the name of his son. And like, what? How come this whole city has this guy name everywhere?
Well, he owns
that.
It.
I mean,
yeah.
But the guy doesn't make even part of history. Like, the streets are for history of Brazil. It's not like, you know, it's the same
Gabriel.
Now. Obama,
Gabriel,
Obama comes
very
to New York.
Nice. We're very glad that you're sharing these stories with us. These occurrences from Brazil, inside of Brazil. Tell us a little bit about yourself. We don't know much about you. You're clearly an educated man. And you're here in New York right now. You've fled Brazil temporarily, but tell us a little bit about now. What was your upbringing and how you grew up in Sao Paulo? Is that it? Correct?
No. First of all, thank you very much for being here, and thank you very much for being so kind. It's the very first time I talk in a radio show. I'm very glad to have you. Yeah, well, I was born in Rio, and when I was 5 years old, I moved to South Brazil, and then I was raised between South and Rio.
Okay.
In South Brazil, my mother married a very nice guy. He's my father, too, so I have two fathers.
Okay.
And he's a very wealthy man. He's a businessman. And then, in the other hand, my blood father is from Rio. He's an artist, and he doesn't make much money, so I grew up in two different worlds. One was very simple, and the other one was very, I mean, very easy breezy to live. Let me put it this way.
Okay.
yeah, opulent.
So I'm a filmmaker now. I've been a sound engineer and a musician for the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now I discovered that I want to be a filmmaker, and that's why I'm here, try to tell stories. But I've studied a lot. I've been listening to social scientists in universities in Rio, and I'm very connected to people who give a thought for the good, you know. So
good.
Yeah.
Every time we're here together to talk about this, I think it's a great movement. We start to say this to people. And actually, I have to thank my roommate, Nicole Tomasini. She's a great person, and those talks I'm having with you, I had with her so many times, and she was always impressed. Like, I can't believe this is happening there. And then I started to show her on Facebook the real news of people who posted behind all the mass media. And she was like, wow, you really had to go somewhere and tell this to people.
Yes, and, you know, we'd like to see some films that you make down the line. We keep in touch with us because we want to see your work very much so.
Yeah, all right.
I definitely want to be able to point to it and say, hey, I remember when, you know.
Yeah, well, this stuff, this stuff needs to be seen.
Exactly.
Cool. I mean, that's why I'm studying. I'm planning to go back very soon to start, like, some very serious documentaries about education in Brazil, because I was lucky enough to have a family who paid for my private education. And, like, the real truth about Brazil is, like, the public system in Brazil is so terrible. We got people that's the same age as I do, and they have diplomas, but they can't read. The Dilma Rousseff, our actual president, and her party, the Workers' Party, that before all this corruption, they were nice. I mean, they were the opposition, but now they are the bad guys. They made a law that forbids a teacher to fail a student. You know what? You know why? Because they want to raise the statistics of people getting graduated. So instead of enhancing our education system, they just forbid the teacher to fail the student.
Well, they've become very corrupted, and that's bad. Yeah. That's a terrible situation. They're doing that just to make themselves look good so that they can perpetuate their power, and that's a crime.
Well,
this is a crime against humanity. It's not
I agree.
It's a crime against humanity, and we are such a rich country. Brazil is wealthy. We have everything. We have everything.
Natural resources, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, it's not far off from what's going on here in this country with schools. And the right wing would like to get their hands on most of them so that they can make
them into charter schools.
Charter schools where they can
have the Koch brothers teach all the social sciences and pervert people.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. This name, man. Now that I learn a little bit about American history, every time I hear Koch brothers, I get a goosebumps because, God.
They've bought off parts of the University of Florida up in Hogtown here.
They want to inflict on the people their own vision of America, which is a very, very perverse vision.
Exactly.
It's a
reconstruction.
And Gwen, speaking of charter schools here, there's a big debate going on right now here in Columbus. The charter schools are, again, cooking the numbers. The kids are real truly underperforming what the public school kids are getting here.
Mm-hmm.
And plus two is, if you're in a charter school and you're of a minority aspect, basically they'll find some way to denigrate you, to knock down your grades and stuff, just to try to purge you out of that school because they want it to be homogenized in the way they want reality to be.
Yeah, it's a form of segregation again.
Exactly.
There's a recolonization going on around the world right now. It's of the haves and have-nots on a larger scale than has ever happened before.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, it's not just unique to this country. We're kind of seeing it happening across the world.
Yeah.
As multinational corporations get influence across the world, they take this same bit and implement it across the world as they go.
But they're not getting far in socialist countries. More socialist inclined countries like Denmark and look what
The social democratics, right, the social democratic ones.
Yeah, and you can have as much money in your bank account as you care to make. It's not a bad form of commerce or economics.
Exactly.
You know, they don't have to adhere to the principles of capitalism the way we do in our screwed up societies.
Right.
Up here.
Right.
What is, I think it's fun about the system that we have, we say, okay, we are all Democrats because, you know, we live in a society that has democracy and we can vote. All right. We have all this technology. Everybody has a goddamn phone. All right. So why the hell they don't create an account for you and then, like, major country issues and decisions, why don't you go online and then you vote with your own goddamn phone and everybody vote? It's not the senator that's going to vote anymore. It's you.
I like what you were trying to say, but I want to point out that the Diebold voting machines and the voting machines that they were going to use in Cincinnati on the last presidential election were all flipping the votes. Now,
if everybody's got
a cell phone, don't think that you might vote one way, but by the time it gets to its destination of an IP address, that your vote has been flipped.
That could very well happen. Very true.
And with the engineering degree, I know how easy all that stuff can go down.
Yeah, they could throw elections very easily.
Exactly. Well, in my country, that's what they've been doing
all
for the past 50 years.
Right.
I was going to say voter fraud is nothing new for you, right?
Right.
They prove, actually, there was a post in Facebook that actually proved that our president was elected by the minority because the majority votes blank and they didn't want to vote.
Well, that's how George W. Bush got in office. He wasn't voted in.
Exactly. Yeah, he wasn't elected.
He was appointed by the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
Holy damn, we didn't know about that.
Oh gosh, yes. So it was so ugly and sad.
Welcome to the state of Florida.
I was going to say, that's Gwen's backyard right now, what we're talking about.
She's best friends with Kathleen Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Who flipped the election.
Yeah. No, it's pretty bad down here, but right now they're having by state legislature actually voted in to undo the gerrymandering of the last
year. Very good.
But there's a hell of a governor's race going on down here between Charlie Crist again and Scott, what's his name?
Rick Scott. I can't stand that guy.
He's really awful, and you should see the commercials on the television between the two of them.
Like,
you don't know.
Imagine.
Yeah, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I mean,
I bet you could see him on YouTube, maybe.
Well, the whole point was just like, I think if we really lived in a democracy, it should be like the utmost, the thing that's the most important thing to be clear that everybody can vote as equal. Like, your vote counts everywhere.
Yeah.
And if you want to go there and put your vote in an issue that you think, that you believe that it's super important, you shouldn't be able to go there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be the two-party system that they've got locked into so many states in this country.
Yeah,
they've been corrupted.
The truth is, the leaders, the president, they are your employee. You're paying for his service.
On paper,
And he behaves like he was the boss of everybody else. Hey, that's wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say, somehow that gets lost in the translation here. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's just like politicians are our employees. They are representing the people that, so supposedly you choose him, but your money pays his paycheck.
Salary. Exactly.
So his salary. So there you go. So he's your employee.
Well, the problem is they get bought out by bigger money, and that's what
I was
going to
say.
Corrupts them.
They're representing the money that's flowing towards them. That's why the Koch brothers have so much of their platform enacted across the country.
Exactly.
And how poignant is it that there's problems going on for people of color, especially in the violence that is going down? And, you know, the militarization of our police forces has happened since 9/11 through the Department of Homeland Security, and especially during Occupy. That came right out of the White House. Go beat them down.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound cannons and all of this stuff were pulled in and online for the protests that began then. And here we have a black president. Well, he's half black, half white, but to the majority of the country and the world at large, He's an African-American president, and it cuts no sway either way. He's just He's just as corrupt.
He's an agent of Wall Street.
Yeah, he walked right into that one. And the good things that have come from this administration are far trounced. They're outweighed by all of the continued corruption and the ability of the banking industry and the pharmaceutical industries and insurance industries to crush the life out of a society, which is what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well put.
When you got a boot on your neck and you're on the ground, you're going to do anything you can to survive.
Right.
And I got a feeling that, you know, the people of America who really are thinking and aren't controlled by the fear talk, by the right wing or whatever, and who are getting by the blindness to what they think their progressive or democratic leaders are doing, because it's all the same damn group up there in Washington, and so many of them sprinkled throughout the all parts of the states. When people really start to get an idea of how bad it really is, and that won't happen until, you know, it gets hard again, then or there's more violence like Ferguson popping up. You know, there's going to be a callous. I just see the whole damn thing, and I don't mean just America, but it's like planet Earth is, you ever seen that game Jenga? You know, where you build the blocks and then you take them out, and the one who takes the one out that it all falls down loses?
Jenga's the name.
Jenga. Well, I think that the world right now is representative of a great big old Jenga tower that is walking back and forth. And it's only going to take one or two more incidents before people are really going to, in unification, give a scare to
well,
all
like
of
you said,
the
saw that happen
have
in France in the early 1800s.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, you know, I've got my knitting already.
Okay, good.
Oh, their weapon is like they force us to work every day and pursue things that most of people will never achieve, but they keep forcing you to work every day and pay all your bills, and you need to buy a new car, you need to buy a new phone, you need to buy a new
business. Well, it reinforces the wealthy that way.
Exactly, but, you know, it's
makes
just like
rich
a time
richer
for us to educate that we don't need, you know, we actually don't
right
need any of those things.
Right.
We just need to chill down and, you know, live our lives without killing anybody.
Right.
You know, we forget so easily the power collectively that we do have without raising a hand to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that
yeah
is how
yeah
we purchase, how we buy. It's not voting.
Yeah.
It's
yeah
about purchase. Do you know what would what would happen to an oil industry? Just take one of them, BP. And all of America, the majority of Americans, stopped buying BP gas for 5 days.
Right.
You know what we
yeah
do?
And let's not forget, Gwen, just a few weeks ago I was urging people to boycott Walgreens.
Right.
You know something? There were enough people out there that agreed with me, not just because it was me, but people that thought just like I did. They raised some complete holy hell about that because Walgreens wanted to go say it was a Swiss corporation so it would avoid paying taxes that way. And so many people raised hell about it, Walgreens completely dropped that plan to go ally themselves with the Swiss. And they're going to stay right where they are right now because they're afraid of losing huge amounts of market share here. So in that one instance, the people were victorious, and we need a lot more of that.
Well, and we're going to have to stay due diligent because where they won't be announcing it, they'll be quietly doing it.
Right,
right now, just because they were thinking about it, it'll be a long time before I buy anything from Walgreens.
Exactly. I feel exactly the same.
Yeah, but, you know, there's only so much you can hide because between the Wall Street Journal and the Business Journal and Forbes and a few others.
Sure.
If you keep your eye on them, you will find out that this corporation is highballing it over to the Cayman, or they're highballing it
sure.
in the Swiss neighborhood for their corporate.
Yep.
You can find out. And today, with all of the social media that we have access to, the word gets out and spreads like wildfire.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the good thing of, freedom of speech.
Right. That's why we need net neutrality.
Exactly.
True.
We've got to keep it the way it is right now.
Well, the cat's already out of the bag on that one. There's way too much purchasing and way too much business commerce online. I mean, over 50% of the world's economy is online. And if they try to lock down the internet, that will cease to be. I mean,
they want to channel it more in their favor.
Say what?
Oh, that's very interesting. I never thought about that. Very nice.
Yeah, they want to channel it more in their favor.
Yeah,
that's the problem. We've got to resist that.
That cat's already out of the bag. The only thing that they can do to us that can make it really difficult is up the cost of being online.
Well, they'll find a way to do it.
They already have. Good Lord.
Yep.
Do you know what to pay Comcast? Who do you pay?
Comcast
yeah.
is terrible. I don't use Comcast.
Well, here's another scenario that's, and the good effect we're talking along these lines here. You said Comcast and stuff. There's big ads here in the Columbus area where they have passing on that there's legislation that's being brought up in the Congress and the Senate in Washington, D.C. to basically outlaw over-the-air TV broadcasting, where they are going to have to make you go to a Comcast, Time
that's
Warner,
terrible.
Et cetera, et cetera.
See, we've got to stop all that.
Call your congressman and tell him to vote no and get this stuff tossed off.
Exactly.
There's people out in the country, like where my farm is, I can't get Comcast. I can't get Time Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne,
I think
that cat's out of the bag, too, because all the major networks have made major infrastructure online, and they make money off of it. So it's not just the cable plug-in. But it's also...
Well, we're already paying far more for internet access than the rest of the world.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
For sure. And I'm one of those people who enjoys films, so I have not just a Comcast account, but I also have Netflix. And
sure.
So, and my nephew asked me if I would get the Hulu Plus for him, so I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I, at any time, can bring up whatever I want to watch.
Oh, good.
The part about that is, though, I way too often I'll say, there's nothing on.
Yeah, well, that's always been the comedian stuff. I got 900 channels, and there ain't a damn thing to watch.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah.
There's so much crap out there.
If I understood, Gabriel, that internet was provided to the public free in Brazil. Is that true?
No, not at all. It's not true. They have at some point of access in some public schools. But it's like it's not free active. That's a lie. The problem is like it's only less than 9% of the population in Brazil has access to the internet. Because that's what we call middle class in Brazil. It's like now I think it grew a little bit more. I think it's like 11% or something like that. The rest is very poor people, and 1% is the most wealthiest fuckheads
mm-hmm.
of all time.
Right.
We have some people in Brazil that got rich very illegally, like what's this guy named? Ike Batista. He's very famous. This guy... his father mapped back on the 50s when Brazil was still a dictatorship, and, you know, he was partner with the whole build-up of the fucking government, and he mapped, along with the military, like, places that has diamonds and natural water, but nobody went there. And so this guy went back there and bought a huge amount of lands for, like, a case of alcohol and, you know, a case of booze, a pack of bananas, and three flowers. Sign here, all right.
Wow.
There you go. And this,
wow.
And this guy is like
just buying Manhattan for a trunk full of beads.
You know, and now he's like, he's one of the wealthiest men in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a piece of shit. His son already killed two people driving. And, you know, he was drunk and driving, ran over people riding bicycles, and killed them. And he didn't got arrested, and he's still free to go. He a family. He made an agreement with the family. Nobody would sue. You know, we know the whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, Gabriel, when another, talking about coming along this line here, when I was down there, like I said, in 75, they passed a law. The Brazilian Congress had passed a law. Basically, the scenario was when a cab driver, it's night, cab driver comes to an intersection, he doesn't stop, he just turns off his lights. If he doesn't see any lights the other way, he just blows on through the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this young boy got hit by his taxi. He was, you know, he was badly injured. He put him in the back seat of a cab, took it to the nearest doctor, and the doctor said, well, you know, who's going to pay this kid's bill, right? I mean, you know, I don't work for free. And he said,
well, the cab driver says,
I don't have any money. And so the doctor says, well, there's a hospital 20 miles away. You can go take him over there. Well, the cab driver was taking him to the hospital, and, of course, the young boy died on the way.
I'm very sorry to hear that. I'm sure this fucking asshole doctor, for sure, because I was obligated to fucking take care of this guy. This is absurd. Because,
well, like
I
said, this was in 75, and the scenario was the young boy who was hit by the cab that was in the back seat was the doctor's son.
Wow.
So they passed a law saying that, and this was in 75, that if, you know, a kid is injured or something like this and he's taken to the doctor has to see that victim. But that was like the straw that broke the camel's back to pass that law.
Gabriel,
what can you tell me, because we're getting a question from the chat room. And people want to know, what is the Brazilian economy like right now?
Well, as far as I know, everything is frozen because we are now in the year of election. So what happens in Brazil right now never happened in history. We got one of candidate of president that was shut down very recently. And this is the first time in history it happened. We had a dictator that shot himself, but, you know, that was it. Never had this kind of crimes in politics so open like this. And everybody's scared. Actually, the rumors, they're saying that they might happen like a big shit in Brazil, like some kind of revolution, because there's a lot of Cubans there. There's a lot of African people, and nobody knows why. And, like, Brazil is giving this citizenship to everybody. And there's this weird money that went to Cuba, and there's this weird money that goes to Venezuela. And right now, everybody is, with inflation going up because of the debt of World Cup. So nobody's buying shit. Everybody's trying to hold their money.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's far as I know of friends of mine, but I cannot tell in a broader way because I'm not an economist. But the thing is, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse, that's for sure.
What does BRICS Nation mean? Do you know what I'm talking about?
What is what?
BRICS Nation.
Oh, the BRICS Nations. Yeah, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, I guess, because it BRICS. I don't know. It's just very, it's spooky. That's the only thing I can tell you, because what the fuck? I mean, China is the most famous country of making people work as slaves, you know? Well, India is really weird. They have, you know, all those beautiful sides of thoughts and paradigms, and but then they have this massive amount of people that, I don't know, I don't even know the relationship, but probably industrial, because they produce a lot of things, too. Russia, I don't know. Oh, my God. Brazil and Russia, they have so much things alike. Our corruption is so alike. You know, I
wow.
have Russian friend, Russian girlfriend, friend, not ants. Please, no, not another one. And they all tell the same. There is super corrupt. The police arrest you and can assault you and can beat you up, and nobody will help you.
Right.
Right now, my Russian friend said there's nobody that is going to run against Putin. Putin is already elected for another. He's already going. There's no opposition.
Yeah, he wants to stay in power for life.
Well, yeah, and Brazil. In Brazil right now, this Dilma crazy fuckhead and her party, they're coming with something weird. I don't know, because 8 years ago, they passed this law that forced every Brazilian to surrender their weapons. So wow. like, was this law? This law came along, and like in 6 months, if you didn't register your weapon or return your weapon, you were already a criminal because you had a legal weapon, even inside of your own property. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they made this law that you can't have weapons in Brazil. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay for police to have weapons and the bad guys, because the police sell the weapons to the bad guys. That's cool. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
The population cannot have weapons. So the result is the weapons of mass destruction in Brazil are a .38 caliber revolver and a knife. Apparently,
yeah.
a lot of people die by stab in Brazil, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Just to clear it up, guys, the BRICS nations are the emerging economies from Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. As Gabriel said, they're G20 members. They're fast-growing economies. And
they fast grow, but the growth is only for the politicians' pockets and the big corporations, because the people in the country don't see this, don't see at all. In Brazil, we have taxes so insane that people can't buy. You can buy a car. I mean, a young person, like, what, 21 years old, he'll never have a car unless his family comes and helps, because, like, to buy a cheap car in Brazil, it costs more than $10,000,
mm-hmm.
a cheap car.
Uh-huh.
And people in Brazil, a huge salary in Brazil, like, for a 20-year-old man, it's like, $1,000 is a dream salary in Brazil for a lot of Brazilians.
Wow.
$1,000 correspond like more or less 3,000 of our currency, and that's a lot of money for somebody 20 years old, you know?
Right.
Gentlemen.
It's a whole other game.
Gabriel.
Please call again, Gabriel.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk with us again. I want to thank everybody for being with us, and our friend Intimate Whiting in the chat room, and Krell, thank you. I'd like to remind everybody that we are sponsored by Roundtree 7, that's the number 7.com, and also Saturday Afternoon Post. And go ahead, Wayne, give your call letters.
Oh, and my site is called Minds and Times. And also, Gabriel, I'll close by saying you have a kindred soul here. I enjoyed talking with you. You brought back a lot of memories of when I was in Brazil. So thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you much for joining us. Jack, thank you.
Yeah, keep pushing forward.
And we'll be back.
Well, thank you all. It was a great honor being part of this. I really appreciate it.
We look forward to our next visit, Gabriel. Please do call back.
All right.
Thank
you
very much. Have a great day and a great week.
And for everybody else, good night.
Thank
you all.
Yep, good night. Thank you, everybody.
And that is our show for this Sunday. Thank you for listening in, and good night, Captain, there out in Oklahoma. No. Where the hell? It's Oklahoma. I'm trying to say goodnight to David. Okay, well, that's us. Good night, everybody.
Good night.